USA News, I'm Danny Moffitt. Ukraine's President Zelensky has left his country for the first time since the war with Russia began. He's been in Washington all day long today. Earlier, he met with President Biden one-on-one. They held a news conference, and tonight, he addresses a joint session of the U.S. Congress.
President Biden says Ukraine has done well with the help it's received from the U.S. and other countries. And at tonight's address to Congress, Zelensky himself will make the case to American lawmakers that all that money is not going to waste. I'm Richard Johnson.
Earlier today, President Biden announced a new $1.8 billion arms package.
Just today, I approved another $1.8 billion in additional assistance to Ukraine for it to succeed on the battlefield. And we're focused on working with allies and partners to generate capability in four key areas. Air defense, as we know today, the Patriot is the best of that. Secondly is to, and we're looking to do more, we provided hundreds of advanced artillery systems and from dozens of countries. Thirdly, we've worked with partners to get Ukraine tanks and other armored vehicles. And fourthly, we've announced today another 200,000 rounds of additional ammunition.
A strengthening major winter storm is going to bring more than a foot of snow and possible blizzard conditions to the Midwest, as the National Weather Service warns of life-threatening wind chills for millions in the USA. The storm and cold blast will impact nearly every state and bring what the Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation type event. Bob Orovec, the lead forecaster for the National Weather Service, has more.
Currently, there's watches and warnings for winter weather out across a huge part of the country, and actually, watches and warnings are affecting nearly 200 million people across the nation, so it's going to be a very highly impactful event as we go on towards the Christmas holiday weekend.
Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The attorney generals from a dozen or more states across the USA had a warning that there will be an enormous crisis if Title 42 is allowed to end. That warning was part of their last-minute arguments when they asked the U.S. Supreme Court to step in and keep that Trump-era immigration policy alive and in place. The Supreme Court did issue that stay to keep Title 42 alive on Monday. A few weeks ago, if you had COVID and lived in China, it meant that you could be taken to a government quarantine location and maybe that your entire residential building could be put into lockdown, trapping your neighbors in their homes for days or weeks. Now, as the country quickly relaxes those restrictions, millions of people have been told to go back to work, even if they're infected. Now, mildly ill workers are told to go to work after taking protective measures. Officials have said to go to work on a rotating basis to ensure uninterrupted work and maintain order during severe outbreaks. It could be the end of the line for NASA's InSight lander. After 4 years on Mars, the power levels have slowly been dwindling for the past few months. That's because of dust that's been accumulating on the solar panels. NASA has reported that it's not responded to commands from Earth since Sunday. They say that the InSight lander may have reached the end of its operations. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.